Governor Bill Haslam's administration is hoping to help more people with intellectual and developmental disabilities find jobs. It's part of a plan that officials say would move thousands off the state's waiting list for disability services. Tennessee provides help to about 8,900 people with intellectual disabilities. These are people with handicaps that require some sort of ongoing therapy, such as behavioral services or help with routine tasks like bathing or dressing. Darren Gordon, the head of TennCare, says many such people want to work. They just need help finding jobs.
If you think about it, it requires an intentionality of trying to connect the two. And that if it was easy, you wouldn't have all the different programs that are involved in order to do that.
Gordon argues people with disabilities could benefit from being integrated into the workplace. So TennCare and several other state agencies have put together a proposal called Employment and Community First. They hope it'll help them reduce the number of people with disabilities who can't get services because the state hasn't yet found the money to offer them. Perhaps as many as 16,000 people are in that group. Helping them find jobs is only a small part of the proposal. The state also hopes to better match the services it provides disabled people with their physical and intellectual needs. The Tennessee Disability Coalition, an advocacy group, says it's thrilled with the proposal. Its members helped develop it. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.